to have on the line John Newman. John, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks. Thank you for talking to us today, because I know it's been absolutely manic for you.
All right, man.
We're looking back on the diary. Actually, the last time we spoke to you in this show was at the start of 2013. And yeah. What a year that turned out to be.
Yeah.
It was crazy, wasn't it?
It was. It was a steep incline, and we went up very quickly.
Did you think at the start, because I know at the start of 2013, like, you knew things were going to go well, but did you expect this, the sort of explosion and all the hype and publicity that surrounded it?
No, I've gone back into that shell again now as well, and I'm so nervous about this new single. It's like, a hit's not a hit until it's been a hit.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, it was crazy, and it still is crazy. You know, I've been in LA for 6 months making a record, and then spent 2 months with my mother at the house there and kind of smoking cigarettes, drinking beer on a ride on lawnmower. So to come back out into the public eye and be sat doing interviews, I'm like, whoa. And
Did you enjoy your time off, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't time off in the slightest. I was working every day, and I've been working every day. But I guess the benefit is where do you choose to work?
Yeah. Almost. We chatted to Hose here last week, and he said sometimes when you're caught up in all this, sometimes you just need to sit down and sort of pinch yourself and go, this is really happening, so you can enjoy it.
Yeah, you do. I think, sometimes you've just got to celebrate.
Yeah.
And that comes very, very rarely, but sometimes you've got to turn around and go, you know what, like, I do work so hard for this, so it's all worth it, and you've got to celebrate. But, yeah.
You've got the question, so I'm sure you're asked it all the time, but you've a new album coming out. Is there more pressure with it? Do you do things differently or from the first time round, or what's the sort of the plan of action for the second album?
I was actually just speaking about this, and we were speaking about how Tribute, the success of it, and does that bring pressure on you, and I said that no, because I can now sit down and listen to that and think, what do I want to take away from that album? What did I personally like about that album now? You know, because you update after touring music for so long, you kind of pull out the best bits and you turn it into what is good about it almost. And I took out the best bits of Tribute and then thought, what do I want to add to that? What do I want to become as an artist? What does I want my project to be? And I guess I turned away and thought, I want something a bit slicker, something a bit more... that's more appealing globally than just a kind of rough coolness of the UK. But it's about keeping that, but then bringing in better bass lines, better grooves, better, you know, just tightening it up and making it a bit slicker.
And you went over, were you in the LA for the full 6 months, or...?
Yeah, I was. I did a little bit in Miami.
It's a hard life, John, isn't it? Whose decision was that to go over there? I suppose it was just, yeah, you want
mine,
me to go
obviously.
Over there? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It must have been very, very hard 6 months, was it?
Do you know what? I will say, I've worked so hard over there, and I had some... The things that were amazing for me were that, yeah, I was working 9 till 12 every day, as in 9 in the morning till 12 at night, and the amazing things weren't that the sun... Well, the sun was good, but it wasn't that, you know, the celebrities and the driving around in nice cars and everything like that and hanging out in the hot spots, because to me, that just means people talking about themselves a lot, and I don't find that very interesting. I'd rather talk with them about them, than just shouting at me. But the bit I did enjoy was working with incredible musicians in a beautiful place and getting out at the weekends, you know.
You're not into that whole sort of go to that bar and that nightclub because your picture's going to be taken in the press the next day, so you're not?
I'm very much not into that. I'm into the free booze once you've got inside.
Well, like, you work with some great people as well, the producers, and the producers, for the people that don't know about them, with the new single, tell us about them, because they've worked with some great people as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, it was very much my vision, and I always find it hard because I need to get that vision to people. So it's always hard going into new sessions and you've searched for so long finding the right people. But I went in with Greg Kirsten and we worked together and produced bits together. And we did Come and Get It together. And it's me and Greg had a great connection. And the guy's ridiculous. I mean, he's worked with Beyonce, Katy Perry, Ellie Goulding, Sia, Lana Del Rey. He's worked with everyone. And the amazing thing was, he's got this hidden kind of musician side that he's next level, that really respects kind of the old funk stuff and uses that in this modern pop. And that was what I needed. So me and Greg worked together really well, and that worked well. I worked with Jack Splash, who does a lot of CeeLo stuff, and Kendrick Lamar and stuff like that. And that worked really well as well, because he's a bit of a lunatic, and in the right way, like a musical scientist almost. So.
Yeah. Is the album finished, John, or are you still sort of putting the finishing touches to it?
It's been finished for a while. Right. I spent many, many hours by myself producing as well. A lot. I produced 4 tracks on the album alongside all the rest of them as co-productions.
Right, okay.
And kind of...
Did you come to the point at the end of the sort of 6 or 8 months or the and say you've got so many songs and you don't know which ones to get onto the, or you don't know which ones
to
pick for the album?
I don't write songs I don't want to write. I kind of spend the first day on them. I flick through ideas very quickly, and when you land on something that feels great to sing or that just feels addictive, then that's the idea you should be working on, and then I'll put my all into that. And if the verse isn't quite working on it, then I'll make a new verse, you know, and I just perfect until I'm happy with it and love it, and that's what I want to drive home from the studio listening to in the car.
It's a totally different song. It's a real summery field song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that. Your diary is pretty manic over the next couple of months, and you haven't seen your exact dates, but you're playing in Belfast, you're playing in Tenants Vital in the middle of this summer, so we're looking forward to having you in Belfast.
I look forward to it as usual, man.
The album, have you any sort of rough idea when it's going to be coming out?
It's going to be back end of summer, around that area. I don't want to put a date on it, but then I'm also, you know, on my last album I was trying to be secretive about all these things, and it was a bit like, well, none of that worked, I should have just promoted it. Who do I think I am? So, I mean, it's coming towards the back end of the year, but I'd love to get on the phone and tell you more details about that when the time's coming.
Brilliant. Look, I appreciate you talking to us. I'll let you know you have a load of people to talk to. We're going to play the new single now. And before you go, your fans are the biggest. We posted on Twitter over the weekend and today, and it has been retweeted, and the fans are unbelievable.
I have great support, which you need. It's a vicious world, you know, and you need that underlayer of great support, and I'm very appreciative of having that, and thank you anybody that is one of those fans. Thank you,
John. We'll hopefully get chatting to you when you're in Belfast in the summertime. This single is out on the 17th of July and we're loving it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye. John Newman and Come and Get It. I have been crazy.